This poem in five parts is called The Crocodile. One. What I wanted was to lift my body in unnatural postures high above the earth, to dance, to live beyond ideas. Imagine feeling assured you were beautiful. Girls wanted to run their fingers over my skin. Also guys. I bit off their hands. If called to, I could wait beneath the water a long time. I could let a bird pick leeches from my tongue. So in the moment of youth when other people embrace passion, I fell back on discipline. My throat was capable of many different sounds, but the pleasure was in keeping silent, letting parts of me be seen. Sometimes a plover mistook me for a log, but that's not deception. I really look like a log. I survived the great extinctions. I pretended to be myself. To let you know me, I need only move my eyes. Two. Like me, you had a father and a mother. You grew up in a particular place, a particular time. Your skin displays the scars of that place. You've decapitated chickens, eviscerated live fish. You carry yourself with what to other people seems aplomb, but the impulse driving such behaviors, necessary in themselves, has infiltrated daily life. In arguments, you will drag another person underwater until he drowns. Though I grew very large, though I developed great capacity of mind, I was afraid of my mother. Afraid not just of scrutiny, but of being the object of someone's pride. What was I protecting? She was willful, yes, but tiny, generous to a fault. In Egypt, the family crocodiles were adorned with bracelets, earrings of molten gold, then mummified, laid out in the tombs. The word itself is from the Greek, crocodelos, pebble worm. Three. What manner of thing is your crocodile? It is shaped, sir, like itself, and it is as broad as it has breadth. It is just so high as it is and moves with its own organs. It lives by that which nourishes it, and the elements once out of it, it transmigrates. What color is it of? Of its own color, too. 'Tis a strange serpent. 'Tis so, and the tears of it are wet.